הלכות ברית מילה בשבת. התורה says, וביום השמיני ימול בשר עולתו. That on the eighth day, ימול, you cut the flesh of the עולה. The word וביום is extra. The pasuk could have said, ובשמיני ימול בשר עולתו. So the Gemara doresh, because of that extra word, ubayom, ubayom afilu b'shabbat. That even if the eighth day falls out on Shabbat, when normally some of the procedures in the Brit Milah are asur on Shabbat technically, the cutting, the drawing of the blood during the Metzitza, the bandaging, these are all things that normally would be asur on Shabbat. However, the Torah specifically makes an exception and says that it's permissible on Shabbat to do a brit milah. Milah bizmana doha Shabbat. Now that's only, of course, a brit milah in its proper time on the eighth day. Not only is the milah doha Shabbat, but anything that renders the milah kosher and anything that renders the milah proper. What I mean to say is, there's three major parts of the Brit Milah, which is the actual Milah. There's the Piri'ah, that's the uncovering of the skin, the pulling it down, revealing of the Atara, and then the Metzitza. For sure, those three processes are permissible on Shabbat. The Halakha allows as well that while the Mohel is involved in the Brit Milah, to do a proper job and to take and cut the pieces of skin that normally would not render the Brit Milah pasul, but since he's doing the Brit Milah, the Torah allows him to cut whatever he has to cut to make the Brit Milah perfect, to make it mehuda. We don't say, well, just cut the minimum and do a sloppy job and then come after Shabbat and finish it up. No, as long as he's still in the mitzvah of the Brit Milah, he's able to certainly do what he needs to do. That he could do. As a matter of fact, what he needs to do, he better do. Otherwise, he's mechalel Shabbat, because then he didn't do a Brit Milah on Shabbat. He just took blood for no reason. But even the things that are not necessary, that the halakha refers to as tzitzin she'ena me'akivim et ha-milah, he's still allowed, as long as he's involved in either the Milah or the Piri'ah, to continue to cut those other pieces off to make the Milah correct. Now, when we talk about Milah Doha Shabbat, even if you have two Mohalim, sometimes you have two Mohalim. One does the Milah and one does the Piri'ah. So, both of them are able to be Mechalel Shabbat in this case. We don't say, well, what are you going to get two guys to do here? Get one guy, let him do everything. What do you have to let Shabbat not be pushed away by two people? Halakha says no. Now, regarding a case that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, is let's say that you have two mohalim. You have a mohel and you have a poreya. The mohel cut. And he put his hand up, he finished. Now he calls the poreya, bechavod, and you finish your job. As the guy's being poreya, the mohel realizes that some extra pieces of flesh over there that are not ma'akib the milah, but would make it nicer. Well, already he pulled his hand away. And these pieces of flesh over there anyway will not invalidate the brit milah. However, since the milah is not finished yet, even though he finished his job, but the milah itself is not finished, they didn't do the piri'ah yet. So even though somebody else took over the piri'ah, the mohel would be able to go back and finish up what he has to finish up, just to make the job perfect and clean. Again, this is the opening of many, many halachot regarding the Brit Milah and what's permissible. But it should be pointed out that not everything of Brit Milah will be Dohai Shabbat. As we'll see, regarding carrying the knife or carrying the baby, these are accessories to the Brit Milah, while the Torah allowed the actual Milah to push away Shabbat, We'll have to see how far the halakha allows things that are mechshirei milah, the things that are preparatory items for the milah, as we'll see in the coming.